Welcome back to our Total Sense Bite-Size episodes. I'm Tom Henske, and I'm here to help parents teach their kids about money.
Hi, parents. Today, I'll give you an idea that will actually give your kids both a life lesson and an investment lesson without them thinking that you're getting all preachy on them. Have you ever wondered why we often feel this huge urge to follow a crowd, even though we know it might not be the best decision? Of course you have. Here's one thing that I learned to teach our kids about when it comes to money. It's called following the herd. In behavioral finance, herd mentality bias is referring to investors' tendency to follow and copy others, whatever they're doing. It's a hard bias to overcome because it incorporates a couple of things that I think you've heard of. For example, the fear of missing out. That's right, FOMO. You know that Patrick McGinnis is the author of FOMO. He lives in New York City. And it's hard not to jump on the hot investment that everyone's buzzing about. Let me give you an example. Imagine you hear from, let's say, a friend or social media, or maybe you read it in the news, that a particular tech stock is skyrocketing in value, right? Everyone around you seems to be investing in this stock. And by the way, boasting or bragging about all their quick profits. So the fear of missing out, FOMO, you decide to invest a significant amount of your savings into one stock, even though you haven't done an iota of research yourself. So initially, this stock continues to rise and you're feeling great. You feel vindicated in your decision. However, because so many people have invested based on hype rather than the stock's actual value, the price is inflated beyond its true worth. So what happens? Boom! The bubble bursts and the stock value plummets rapidly. You, along with many others who followed the herd, face a substantial loss because you bought at a high and now you're forced to sell at a low, right? So that's the first. Second is this safety in numbers. It feels safer to do what everyone else is doing, especially when it gets shaky out there. Remember, if everyone is jumping off a cliff, it's probably not a great idea for you to fall, unless there's a huge lake at the bottom. It is the summer, so we can get refreshed by doing that, but not in investing. And then third is social proof. We often look at others to determine the right course of action. If a large group of people are making a particular investment decision, it seems like that could be the right choice. So, however, participating in the herd mentality could have some potential negative consequences. So let's talk about them. First, there's the buying high and selling low. We know it should be the opposite. You buy low and sell high. And that's just chasing the crowd, often leading to buying when prices are too high, and then, of course, selling when they're low at the bottom. Next is increased volatility. When everyone buys or sells at once, think about it. Prices swing wildly. And then the third, missing long-term goals. This is the worst. You make a short-term move when you have a long-term financial plan, and those short-term moves never, ever work out. To illustrate this, let's talk about the tulip craze. You guys remember that? The tulip craze in the Netherlands? Well, we weren't alive for it because it was in the 1600s, but you know about it, right? Think about what was going on. So you'll remember the tulips were introduced in Holland and they became this like highly valued asset. The Dutch began investing heavily in tulip bulbs with prices soaring to the point where a single bulb, think about this, a single bulb could sell for 10 times. 10 times what a skilled craftsman would earn annually. However, the bubble burst when buyers stopped showing up at the market, probably because of the bubonic plague, leading to the market collapse. The lesson from the tulip mania is that during the height of any investing bubble, it always seems rational until it's not, until the market collapses and then you realize that you made a mistake. The herd mentality is not just historical like the tulips. You can remember the dot-com bubble from the 90s. I remember my father, and you might have heard me tell this story before, said that he wanted to put half of their retirement savings in a fund called T. Rowe Price Science and Technology. I get along with my father, but I think that was the biggest set of fights that we had. And lo and behold, I talked him down, and lo and behold,
What happened? Boom, the market crashed. Thank God he didn't have that much money in there. Then there was in 2008, the real estate bubble. So it's not just a one time. It seems to come up over and over and over. And by the way, we keep making the same mistakes over and over and over. So here's where some sneaky parent teaching comes in. As parents, we all want to teach our kids to be their own person and not do things just because everyone else is doing it, right? But if you start the conversation like that, you're going to get the eye roll and the exhale from them, like you're getting preachy, as we talked about earlier, and they will shut you off. So try this. Instead of just trying to instill those values early, which we should, just in general, why don't you change it into an investment conversation? So try wrapping that principle of investing with the tulip craze story in a way to just talk to them about, hey, you don't always want to follow the crowd. Because if they get it with investing, can't they just carry that over to other areas of their life? The trick is you have to plant ideas in their heads early on so that subconsciously, you've heard me say, we're living rent-free in their head. Okay, and so in the back of their brains, when they're going to do something like this, when they get into their adult world, they hear you saying, please don't do that. Encourage your kids to think independently and make decisions based on their own research and their own long-term goals rather than following the crowd. Focus on long-term goals, not necessarily what everyone else is doing. I hope you enjoyed our episode of Total Sense. A special thank you goes out to Verso Studios at the Westport Library. Tune in for our next Money Chat.